إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, we were talking about dua and the acceptance of dua, how to make dua acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I keep mentioning, the issue is about having a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you have this connection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the beautiful story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And we heard some of that last night in the Taraweeh, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this incident where Ibrahim alayhi salam spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah mentioned this, where He said, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قَالَ بَلَى وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. Now if you see this ayat, Ibrahim alayhi salam is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's saying, Arini, show me, kaifa tuhil mauta, how do you bring back somebody after they die? How do you resurrect someone after they die? Show me. And see the dialogue. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking, the reply to Allah to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Ibrahim alayhi salam, Awalam tu'min? He said, Allah says, don't you believe? Now imagine, see the beauty of the dialogue. It is the dialogue between two people who have a relationship. He says, Awalam tu'min? Do you know? He says, isn't it, don't you believe? And then Ibrahim alayhi salam is then saying, Bala, yeah, definitely, why not? But I want to, for my itminar of my qalb, for my comfort of my heart. So now, here is a situation of dua. This is a dua that he is making dua to, Ya Allah, show me this. So I'm saying that this is a way of asking, of how you ask, and you have this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not restricted to Anbiya. The conversation is not restricted to Anbiya. I'm saying, whether to reply to you or not, and how Allah is going to reply to you, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudra. That Allah will do. But Allah did not say, don't talk to me. Allah did not say, only Musa alayhi salam must talk to me. No. You talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You ask Allah what you want. But that will come only when there is a connection with Allah. And the connection with Allah comes from sujood, from sajda, from tilawatil Qur'an, from salah, from obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all our lives. Without that, there is no connection to Allah. And that is why it is very important to develop this connection. It's important to spend time in that practice. That book Outliers, Malcolm Gladwell, he talks about what he calls the 10,000 hour rule. And he says that if you want expertise in any area, then you need to be doing that thing for 10,000 hours. Only then will you get expertise, whatever it is, whether it's golfing or whether it's, computer programming. And he gives actual examples of Bill Gates and how Bill Gates used to go in the middle of the night because there was a mainframe computer which was available only between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. So Bill Gates used to go to that place at 2 o'clock in the night every day, every single day, just to write code. Now imagine, what's so exciting about writing binary code? But obviously there is something exciting about it. That's why he did it. And every single day he used to do it. So Malcolm Gladwell gives many such examples of people who spend 10,000 hours. Can you imagine 10,000 hours? But I was doing a calculation. So when I read this book, I brought it back to to Salah, for example. And I said, well, on an average, how many, by the time you are about 50 years old, if you have been praying regularly, 5 times a day, roughly how many hours do you pray? And I came to the number of 25,000 hours. And what is the state of our Salah, wallah alam? I mean, I'm not casting aspersions on anybody else's Salah, I'm looking at myself. So my point is that something which you have been doing for more than double the time required, 2.5 times what is required for expertise, and we still don't get it. Why? Because we do it without concentration, we do it without thinking. We do it with, you know, it's just a routine movement. Stand up, sit down, get up, go home. And that's why there is no kaifiyat in the salah. And the salah still, after the salah also the same situation, you know. So the thing is to bring that level of connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by concentration. And that happens by spending enough conscious time, not unconscious autopilot kind of time, no. Conscious time in that. And then we get this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts these du'as. Now in terms of times of acceptance of du'as, of course, when you are, the big numbers, which is, you know, Arafat, when you are in Hajj, that is the time of acceptance of du'a, and so forth, during Tawaf and Sa'i and all of these ibadat. But some of the most common times of great acceptance of du'a, which are available to us and which we actually encounter every single day. And we should take advantage of that. Now, the number one in that is tahajjud. That is the time of not just acceptance of du'a, but where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the first heaven in a way that is in keeping with His majesty and grace. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks this question, who is there who needs anything from me? Let him ask. So it's not just a matter of acceptance of du'a. It is the one who accepts his du'a is saying, make du'a now. This is the time. So there's nothing superior to that. And then of course, the times between Adhan and Iqamah. So there is a benefit in coming to the Masjid early. And after the Adhan is over, between the Adhan and Iqamah, the time that is there to spend that time in Dua. Dua is acceptable after, also accepted after any good work. So after giving some sadaqah, khairat, reading of Quran, Salah, whether it's Fard Salah, Nafil Salah, whatever, Dua is accepted. Dua is accepted especially in sujood. So in sajda you can make Dua. Whatever Dua you want, you can make Dua in sujood. In the Fard Salah, of course, you must necessarily make that Dua in Arabic. But otherwise you can make Dua in sujood. That is another time of acceptance of Dua. So Dua is accepted in all of these, and of course many more. I mean, I don't have to list all of them, but I'm saying these are the times of acceptance of du'a. But key thing to understand is not just the time of acceptance of du'a. It's not such some kind of a formula we're saying, well, here is the time, just do it. The issue is to make du'a with a understanding and with a consciousness of the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And that is when du'a is accepted. And like Ibrahim alayhi salam, the du'a which I mentioned just now, he didn't make this du'a in sujood, or, you know, Allah didn't say he stood in salah and he made this du'a. This is some conversation that he's having with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, when you have the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your own connection with Him, then this du'a, whatever we make, whenever we make, inshallah, this is acceptable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so I remind myself and you, let us get into this habit of number one, being obedient to Allah, and then building a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we can get our du'a accepted. And that is the biggest strength and the biggest resource of the Muslim is the du'a that he makes to his Rabb. And if we build this connection, then we are free from any kind of need, because the one who fulfills all needs, he is the one we are asking. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to make du'as that are accepted by Him, and to give us the words that He wants to hear from us, and to accept those du'as, and to give you what you ask, and to give you in addition to that as a gift from Himself out of His generosity. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.